Alicia McCann is an outreach coordinator with the Sagatawa Friendship Center in Peace River. She joins us on the line. Alicia, thank you very much for joining us. National Indigenous Persons Day is Wednesday. Just get your comments on the fact that we're celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, definitely. So the whole month of June is National Indigenous History Month for Canada, and it's really just an opportunity to learn about the unique cultural traditions and experiences of our First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples of the region. So Wednesday, we're just really hoping to honor that with a fun day where people can kind of come out, learn some new things, enjoy the culture, and it's just really important that we host events and we spread awareness all the time, but especially during Indigenous Peoples Month.
Yeah, the importance of the day and the importance of the month that is brought up, how significant and how big has it been, especially for us to learn about it, especially over the last few years, and I guess since the days of the apology, which I guess was back in 2008.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge because we're trying to prioritize, as a people, reconciliation. So I think really honoring this month and promoting the rich history, the heritage, and the resilience, as well as the diversity of our First Nations people is very important, especially since you mentioned the apology has come forward, you know, and we're acknowledging and honoring, you know, what has happened. So I think it's really important that we do events like this to spread awareness and just, you know, connect and bring people together.
In your estimation, Alicia, how far has it come since the days of the apology?
I think it's coming. I think we're making important steps forward, but I still think that the work needs to continue and that there is work to be done. But I think we are moving forward as a people. But like I said, I don't think the work will ever be done. I think it's our job to continue spreading awareness and, you know, talking about what has happened so that we are not doomed to repeat the past in our future.
Especially with the knowledge that is gained from the school children as well.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I mean, I think it's been known that that has been part of Canada's history, but it was kind of buried for a long time. So I think now that it's coming out and it's coming out very publicly and, you know, there's no hiding it now. So I think that we just need to continue to, like I said, spread that awareness and talk about the history so that we don't repeat the same in the future. So I think that's really important that we continue to honor that, and we honor that for, you know, the lives that were lost and the families, and we keep going forward.
Lots of events are happening Wednesday in the Peace Region. What are some of the events that are happening?
Yeah, so there is quite a bit happening, which is really awesome. So the Sagatawa specifically is hosting an event at Golf World, which we are running. So we're doing Bannock Burgers and Pop for a donation. We're going to have free golf for the kids. We're going to have some other traditional kids' activities and crafts. So we're doing a very good family-based event where people can just kind of pop in and visit. We're also going to have Alberta Health Services on site with some information. So they're bringing along a couple of their public health nurses as well as a couple people from the Mental Health and Addictions Department just to kind of be on site and answer any questions that people might have. I know the Aboriginal Interagency Committee is also putting on a really cool event on Wednesday. Theirs is, I believe, on their social media, and it's kind of been shared around town now, but they're doing quite a few different things for their event. They're doing a mini round dance. They are closing out the Indigenous art exhibit at the library that day, as well as they have some live entertainment and traditional crafts and activities for kids as well.
Alicia McCann is an outreach coordinator with the Sagatawa Native Friendship Center here in Peace River. Alicia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Keith.